Thank you, Student Pastor Ben Chong and Student Pastor Moses for sharing and leading us in worship.
多谢我们的学生牧师 Ben 跟 Moses.
This evening, as we come to listen to the Lord's word, we would like to take some time to pray.
今晚当我们要听到上帝的话语之前，我们要用一点时间来祈祷。
We would like to pray for Mr. Chia, who is resting at home now.
我们要为谢先生祈祷，他现在在家里面休息。
We also like to pray for a couple of other people.
我们也要为其他几位祈祷。
We'd like to pray for Madam Yuk Siu, Bao-ling's mom.
我们也要为秀女士Bao-ling的母亲祈祷。
Madam Yuk Siu went for a liver transplant, and now she's resting at home.
这样玉修女士她是做了动的手术现在在家里面休息。
The surgery was a success. The critical period's coming to an end. It's over.
这个很重要的手术已经完成了是非常成功的。
And we would like to continue to pray for her as she rests at home.
我们现在要继续为她祈祷当她在家里面休息的时候。
We also like to pray for Madam Lim Siu-ing.
我们也要为 Lim Siu-ing 女士祈祷。
Madam Lim, she's going to go for an operation on her back at the end of this month.
林女士，她将要在月底去做这个背的手术。
Our doctor has advised her to go for the operation, and so she's gotten a date for the end of this month.
医生他们是邀请他去做这个手术，所以在这个月底就会这样做了。
So we would like to especially pray for our brethren.
所以我们要特别的为他们祈祷。
Let's now go to the Lord in prayer.
现在我们仰望主来做祈祷吧。
The Lord and Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的主天父啊。
Thank you for bringing us into your house.
感谢你把我们带到你这屋子里面。
Thank you for this evening where we can come to worship you.
感谢你今晚我们能够在这里崇拜你。
Father, will you speak to us from your word this evening?
天父啊，我们希望你从你的话语会打动我们的心。
Prepare our hearts to have it ready to receive your word.
准备我们的心灵使他会接受你的话语。
We also like to commit a few people into your hands.
我们也要为几位朋友们祈祷。
I'd like to pray for Mr. Chia, who's resting at home from his knee operation. Will you watch over him?
我们要为谢先生祈祷，他度过那个手术之后，希望你会看顾着他。
You also continue to watch over Madam Yuk Siu as she recuperates from her liver transplant.
我们也希望你会看顾着 Yuk Siu 女士，她经过那个肾的手术之后。
And will you bring comfort and be with Madam Lim as she prepares herself to go for a back operation at the end of this month.
希望你会安慰看着林女士，她在这个月底就会动手术了。
Be with us.
请你在我们身旁。
In your son's most precious name.
这是奉你儿子最宝贵的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we are coming to the end, towards the end of our pulpit series on the theme called Chosen.
这样我们要到这个尾段，关于我们的这个话题就是被选到。
In the last few weeks, we have learned many things about this idea of being chosen by God.
我们在过去几个星期学到怎么样是被上帝选到的呢？
You know, personally, as a student pastor, you know, I've learned many things about being chosen.
对我来讲，身为这个学习牧师，我学到很多关于这个课题。
It's just so wonderful to know that God chooses us in His wisdom, in His love, in His grace.
这是非常好的一件事，我们学到上帝通过他的智慧，看到他的爱心来选择我们。
And this evening, I would like to share with you something from this theme of chosen.
今晚我要跟大家分享一下关于这个话题怎么样是被挑选到。
I've been studying the text 1 Corinthians 1 for this message and it's my joy to be able to share the things I'm learning from this text.
我在读着关于这个哥林多前书第一章，希望能够跟大家分享一下我所学到的。
Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26 to 31.
这样，请你打开这个哥林多前书第一章。
And I'll read the verses to you.
我将会读这些这个圣经给你。
The question in mind is, how does God choose us?
我们这个问题就是怎么样上帝会选到我们呢？
And we're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians 1 to help us see how God chooses us.
这样我们将会看到哥林多前书怎么样去了解到上帝选择我们的。
Okay, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26 reads, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
在哥林多前书第一章二十六节我们读到弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的借着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the things which are wise, the wise.
神却拣选了世上的愚处的 叫有智慧的束愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the mighty.
又拣选了世上荣弱的叫那强壮的束愧。
And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的。
And the things which are not.
以及那无有的。
To bring to nothing the things that are.
也要分掉那有的。
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
这样每一个有血气的在神面前一个也不能自亏。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus.
但你们得在耶稣基督里是本乎神。
Who became for us wisdom from God.
神又使他成为我们的智慧。
And righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
公义神洁救赎
that as it is written,
如经上所记
he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
夸口的当几时做主夸口。
And so this evening, the question that we'd like to ask is, how does God choose?
这样今晚我们所要问的问题是上帝怎么样的挑选呢？
And does God choose us based on how good or capable we are?
是否上帝会挑选我们之中有能力的吗？
When it comes to this idea of choosing, there are two parts of it.
当我们讲到这挑选有两个部分。
There's the person who chooses.
第一个是要挑选的。
And there's the thing that's been chosen.
另外是被挑选到的。
And oftentimes in the world, the way people go about choosing is what the thing can offer to the chooser.
很多时候在世上的事情是怎么样挑选呢？是要看是什么东西能够被挑选到的。
You know, when I got married, I went to supermarket shopping with my wife, Yvette.
当我结婚之后，我就跟我妻子 Yvette 去买东西了。
And she teach me how to choose fruits from the supermarket.
她教导我怎么样的去找那些好的水果。
So she brought me to the apple section.
我们就去找那个苹果。
And she told me, okay, this is how you choose an apple.
她就说你就这样的选苹果。
Rule number one, don't take the apple on top.
第一个重要课程，不要拿最上面的苹果。
And you find the apple that looks really red.
如果你看到苹果非常红色。
It's not really bruised.
没有什么损害的。
Important thing is that it must have a stalk on top.
最重要的，它的那个壳还在上面。
That's a good apple to choose.
那就是好的苹果。
And so that is how we go about choosing things.
那就是一个榜样，怎么样去选择东西。
If we choose the thing that will give us the best benefit.
就等于说，我们要找那东西给我们最好的利益。
And you know, it's the same for life. In schools, you don't choose a good school, but a good school chooses you.
同样的在生命中你不可以找选到好的学校，是好的学校选择到你。
And you know, the world will choose people who are wise, they're mighty, they're powerful, they're from a noble family.
同样的，在世上很多时候是被 挑选到的是那些有力量、很有势位、有钱的人。
You know, these are the people that the world will choose and show special treatment to.
这些人就在世上被人家看待特别的。
If you're rich, you're wise, you're someone who's capable, I'll choose you to be a part of the thing that I'm doing.
如果你是有钱，你是有智慧，我就会挑选你做我一部分。
And because the world chooses people based on these things, some people think that God will also choose us based on these things.
因为世人是怎样的这样的去挑选东西，所以我们有时以为上帝也同一样的挑选我们。
You know, God will choose you because you are wise, you're clever, you're rich, you're powerful.
或者你以为上帝是因为你有能力有力量，所以上帝会选到你。
And conversely, those who do not have any of these things, you know, they may be weak, they may not be as intelligent, they may not have much. You know, these are the people that the world will not pay attention to.
反过来的，如果在世上你是没有什么智慧、没有能力的话，或者会被没有挑选到了。
And so, likewise, God will also not choose these people.
同样，上帝也或者不会选这些人吗？
But is that how God goes about choosing people?
这样上帝真的是这样的去选择吗？
And the simple answer is no.
这样很简单的答案是不是的。
And we can see this in our text in verse 26.
在我们刚才读到的这个经文，我们第26节就可以看到。
You know, those who are wise in the flesh, those who are mighty, those who are noble are not the people who God calls.
那些是有力量、有智慧的、有能力的，不是上帝所要挑选的。
The world may choose them based on these things: being wise, being mighty, being noble.
或者世上的人会这样挑选，因为他有智慧、有能力、有这个尊贵的。但是
，But this is not how God will choose us.
但是上帝不是用这些条例来选我们的。
Not choose us based on our capabilities.
不是为了我们的能力而挑选我们。
Then you follow me down to 27, 28, we see who God chooses.
这样如果我们读到27、28节，我们就读到上帝怎么样挑选我们。
He chooses the foolish things of the world, he chooses the weak things of the world, and he chooses the base things, the insignificant, and the things which are despised.
上帝是挑选了那些愚蠢的，那些羞愧的，或者是软弱的一切。
And here we see the word chosen being used three times.
这个挑选是用了三次。
Chosen the foolish.
挑选那些愚蠢的。
Chosen the weak.
那些软弱的。
Chosen the base things and the things that despise.
挑选那些人家这个厌恶的。
You know, the word chosen was used three times because God wanted to tell us that He's not going to choose us based on our capabilities.
讲这拣选这字眼，他用了三次，就是说不是为了因为自己有能力而被他拣选到的。
Even though you have nothing much in life, nothing to have to offer to him, he would still choose you.
虽然我们在生活里面没有一样东西能够侍奉他，但是他还是会挑选我们的。
You know, the world may not choose us because we don't have any of these things.
或者世上的人不会挑选我们，因为我们没有能力。
But God will still choose us.
但是上帝还是会挑选我们的。
So if God does not choose us based on our capabilities, how does God go about choosing us?
这样如果上帝不是因为我们有能力而挑选我们，这样他用什么的条例呢？
One is that God chooses us with a calling in mind.
他挑选我们，因为他是要这样的叫我们去做某件事的。
When God chooses, He always gives us a calling.
每当他挑选我们的时候，他是有一个目的在里面的。
Sometimes the idea of having a calling seems very lofty.
有时候我们以为这被挑选是很大的这个思想。
You know, the idea of calling seems to be reserved for only special people.
或者我们以为被拣选了就是一些特别的人物才能够得到的。
When I think of someone with a calling, I think of our Pastor Charlie.
当我想到是被挑选的时候，我就想到我们陈牧师。
Yeah, see the man of God that he was, the purpose that he had for the last 44 years building Bethany. To me, this is a man with a calling.
他这个人是为上帝而做一切，在过去44年为他做了很多事，这是我的这个思想。
But what about us, the rest of us?
但是我们其他的人呢？
You know, we may be ordinary people, but God calls us and gives us a calling as well.
虽然我们是平凡的人，但是上帝还是这样的挑选我们了。
And you know, one calling, the general calling that he gives us is to follow him.
这样他一个要叫我们要去做的是、去跟随他。
You know, to love him, to know him, to worship him.
去爱他，去追从他，而且去、崇拜他。
Oh, this is a general calling that God gives.
这是普遍的这个挑选的这个要做的一切。
But in 1 Corinthians 1, we see God giving us a special area of calling.
在哥林多前书，我们读到上帝给了我们一个特别的挑选。
Now you look at verse 26, it begins, "For you see your calling, brethren."
在这个二十六节，我们看到啊。这个弟兄们，可见你们这蒙召的。
When God chooses us, He gives us a calling.
当他选到我们的时候，给了我们这蒙召。
And what is this calling? Read with me, verse 27, is to put to shame the things that are wise, to put to shame the things which are mighty.
这蒙召的意思是什么呢？就在第二十七节，我们读到啊、就是叫有智慧的。
To bring to nothing the things that are. In verse 28.
在二十八节我们也读到、他这个拣选了世上卑耻的被人厌恶的。
In verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
在第二十九节我们也读到使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
You know, this is the calling that we can have as God's chosen.
这蒙召就是我们上帝所给我们的。
Is to help people see that when God chooses us, there's no credit that a man can take to himself because God has chosen him.
就等于说，当上帝挑选我们之后，我们不能够说是自夸的。
You know, when God chooses us, even though we are ordinary people, He shows to others how even ordinary people could be chosen by Him to be His people.
当上帝、挑选我们之后，他是要给人家看到，虽然我们是平凡的人，他还是挑选我们的。
Doesn't choose us based on our human achievements.
他挑选我们不是因为我们的成就。
You don't need to be a somebody in order to be chosen by God.
不必说有地位才被挑选到的。
You know, we become a living testimony of this wonderful truth that we can believe in God despite being ordinary people.
虽然我们是平凡的人，但是我们能够见证，为上帝见证到是被他挑选到的。
So that is how God chooses.
那就是上帝怎么样的挑选我们。
Doesn't choose us based on our capability.
不是因为我们有智能。
He chooses us with a calling in mind.
他是因为有蒙召这个目的而叫我们的。
And finally, most of all, the greatest of all,
最后跟最重要的这一点
is that when God chooses us, He chooses us in Christ.
当上帝蒙召我们的时候，他是奉我们的耶稣基督。
In verse 30, it reads, "But of Him you are in Christ Jesus."
在第三十节，我们读到，但你们是在基督耶稣里侍服父神的。
Who became for us the wisdom of God.
这神又使他成为我们的智慧。
And righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
公义、神洁跟这个救赎。
You know, the world may have everything that they want. The wisdom, the power, the wealth, the riches.
虽然那个世界他们有他们的力量、他们的地位跟那些金钱。
But for us, even though we don't have any of these things in the world,
对我们来讲，或许我们没有这一切。
We have the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们很重要，有我们的主耶稣基督。
And in Christ we see we have been given four things.
这样从这里我们看到耶稣基督给了我们四样东西。
You know, in Christ we can have the wisdom from God.
通过我们的基督，我们有这个上帝的智慧。
You know, we may not be people who are wise and people who are able to think.
我们是变得有智慧，能够为自己想到。
But when we are in Christ, He is the one who makes us become wiser.
当我们在基督里面的时候，他是使我们更深一层的有智慧。
He teaches us the things of God.
他教导我们关于上帝的一切。
He brings to remember the things of God when we are in Him.
当我们在他里面的时候，他会使我们记得关于他的一切。
Christ becomes the wisdom from God for us.
基督就变成是这个智慧，是从上帝给我们的智慧。
And not only that, He's also our righteousness.
不只是这样，他也是给了我们公义。
You know, even though we have nothing much and we are filled with all the sins in our life,
我们以前是没有什么，有很多罪孽在身中。
Christ can become our righteousness to stand before God.
基督能够使我们变成我们的公义，使我们站在上帝面前。
You know, we may be unrighteous and be unworthy to stand before God because of our sins in life.
我们因为有罪孽，所以没有公义在上帝面前站着。
But Christ, because of His righteousness, He imputes to us His righteousness, and we can stand before God and not be ashamed anymore.
但是因为基督有这个正义，他就给了我们这份正义，使我们能够站在上帝面前。
Not only that, but Christ is also our sanctification.
不只是这一切，我们的基督也是我们的圣洁。
You know, there are sin problems that are in our lives that sometimes it's hard to get rid of.
有些时候我们的这个罪孽很难是去除掉的。
But you know what? When we are in Christ, He will slowly help us.To get rid of these sin problems in life.
但是因为我们相信了基督，所以慢慢的，他会在我们的一生中这些罪孽给除掉了。
When we are in Him and we follow Him, you know He will make us more and more holy, just like Himself.
当我们一心一意相信基督的时候，他会使我们成洁，使我们会去追随他的。
And Christ is our redemption.
因为上帝是给我们的赎回一切了。
You know, for us, because of our sins, we are meant to die.
那是因为我们因为有罪孽，我们应该是被处死的。
But Christ takes our place of death by giving Himself for us.
但是基督因为为了我们，他的儿子，他就给我们牺牲了。
We don't need to fear death anymore because we are in Christ. He has paid the price for our sins.
就等于说我们不必再害怕死亡了，因为他是为我们而赔罪了。
And this is what we can find in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切就是我们能够在主耶稣基督身上所找到的。
The world may have the wisdom, they may have might, they may have wealth, they may have nobility.
在这个世上，虽然他们有这个金钱、有地位、有力量这一切，
But we have the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们是会有主耶稣基督的
who became for us the wisdom from God, the righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
他是给了我们这一些的智慧、公正、神力跟这个救赎。
You know, this is a wonderful gift that we can have, that we are in Christ when we are chosen.
所以这是一个美妙的这个礼物，当我们选择了被选择到的时候。
And Christ is the greatest of all that we can have in life.
基督是我们一生中最重要能够得到的礼物。
And what should our response be as we look at how God chooses us?
这样，当我们学到上帝怎么样的挑选我们之后，我们应该有怎么样的反应呢？
I really like what it says in the last verse, verse 31, that as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
我非常喜欢这个第三十一节，我们读到如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
As we look at how God chooses us, not based on our capability, giving us a calling when we are chosen, and being chosen in Christ.
当我们看到上帝怎么样挑选我们，不是为因为我们自己的力量，而是这样蒙召我们。
You know, we can only.But give all glory to Him, and there's no one else, not even ourselves, that we can glory in.
我们唯一的反应就是要把所有的荣耀给予他，不要说是自己的功劳。
This is a wonderful thing that we can have, not chosen based on our capability, given a calling, and most of all, chosen in Christ.
这是因为我们被挑选到，是因为有上帝的智慧，是给他蒙造作的，是上帝主耶稣所挑的。
And you know, as we come to the end of this evening, let us just rejoice and glory in the Lord.
当我们来到这尾段的时候，希望大家会有这个欢心，知道我们是被挑选，基督所挑选到的。
That we can be thankful that this is how He chooses us.
我们也能够感恩，说是这样他挑选到我们的。
You know, let us say as what Paul wrote at the end, let him glory who glory in the Lord.
像就好像保罗最后一节这样说的，要夸口的话，要当着主夸口。
With that, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
现在我们低头来做祈祷吧。
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主跟天父啊，
just come before you to thank you so much for how you choose us.
我们来到你的面前，要多么的感谢你，因为你是挑选到我们了。
We thank you that you do not choose us based on our capabilities or what we can do for you.
我们感谢你，你挑选我们不是因为我们自己的力量或者我们能够为你做任何事情。
But you choose us in Christ.
但是相反是你挑选我们是通过主耶稣基督。
And Christ is the greatest whom you have given to us.
而且基督是你最给我们最大的这礼物。
Christ is our all in all in life.
基督是我们的一生全身。
Let us learn to glory in no one else but you.
希望我们夸口的时候只是夸口于主你。
We commit this evening into your hands in your Son's most precious name.
我们将这样的交代于你，你的最宝贵儿子的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.